Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Mix. I know Kendall from Marysville is. Kendall, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kendall has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What does the abbreviation TBD stand for?
TBD?
Yes.
Pass.
The three NFL teams from California are the Rams, the 49ers, and who?
Oh, my God. Rams, 49ers. Oh, not the Raiders. Oh, God. Pass.
Don't leave home
Chargers,
without...
The Chargers.
Yes, the Chargers. Okay. Don't leave home without it is the slogan for what credit card company?
Oh, pass.
What head coach did the Kraken just let go?
Oh, Dan something?
No.
Pass.
Jason Bateman and Michael Cera both starred in what 2000 sitcom?
Oh my God, pass.
What cool. color sweater does Simpsons character Ned Flanders typically wear?
Green.
Yes. What is Canada's most populated city?
Ontario?
No.
Vancouver?
No.
Oh, God. Pass.
Kendall.
Oh, God, that was horrible. Ouch.
2 correct.
Oh, I dropped a deuce.
You did. You know,
I have faith in you, Kendall.
I'm nervous.
It does.
Stage fright is real.
Yeah, well, and you know, when the ticker comes on, you feel the pressure. Oh, hey.
You know, I get so many right when I'm not on the air. It's just not
that's,
fair. Well,
that's just how it works.
And let's just say you could have done worse. So
let's get in Steve's head here.
Yeah, Steve.
There were some tricky questions.
Were there?
Yeah. I wouldn't have done very well.
Now you're getting in my head.
I would not have done very well.
Really? That hard?
Well, Taryn, you don't have the best track record.
That's true.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What does the abbreviation TBD stand for?
To be determined.
Yes. The three NFL teams from California are the Rams, the 49ers, and who?
The Chargers.
Correct. Don't leave home without it is the slogan for what credit card company?
That MasterCard?
No.
American Express.
It is.
Boom.
What head coach did the Kraken just let go?
Dave Hackstall.
Correct. Jason Bateman and Michael Cera both starred in what 2000 sitcom?
Arrested Development?
Yes. What color sweater does Simpsons character Ned Flanders typically wear?
Green.
Correct. What is Canada's most populated city?
Toronto.
Yes. How many times has Willie Nelson been married?
6.
No.
5.
No.
He's never been married.
No.
Damn it. Is it 4?
What? It is 4. What shape are goat's pupils?
Squares?
No.
Triangles?
No.
Circles?
No. The first In-N-Out burger was found in what decade?
I'm going to go 70s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. Wow, Steve, you still got time. And you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-2. Kendall, I'm so sorry.
Me too. How embarrassing.
How'd she do?
She got 2. Yeah.
Oh, there, Kendall, you know, that's bad.
There's only one way to go.
Well, I mean, she still could get 1 or 0.
Yeah, she could go down. But she won't, because we got faith in Kendall someday.
She's going to play again.
I really thought you were going to get another perfect 10.
I was feeling it. Woo! Until I thought I effed myself with the Willie Nelson one. That one got you guys got in my head. I was like, oh, that's a trick question. That's why they've been talking about it.
No, it was not a trick question. It was four.
4 times.
And Taryn, what shape are goat's pupils?
I mean, I would say it's kind of like a weird sideways oval thing.
We'd call that a rectangle.
A rectangle?
Yeah.
I guess.
No?
I don't know. I guess, sure. They're just weird looking.
Yeah, they're creepy. Google image them.
Creepy.
Ooh. Yeah.
I usually get fixated on their tongue, so I never notice their pupils.
Oh, really?
Not in that way. I just think it's. I think. Aren't they adorable when they make their sounds? They stick their little.
Oh my god! Never do that, Steve. Your tongue is weirdly long. Oh no! I did not need that visual. Oh no!
It's not weirdly long.
It's weirdly long.
Okay, do your best, Gene Simmons. How far down can you?
I don't want to. I'm not a puppet.
Do
I'm
it.
Not your guys' puppet.
Do it.
What? You just didn't want me to show you my tongue. Now you want me to show you my tongue.
Well, I want Taryn to agree with me.
Okay.
Oh god. Oh my god.
Oh. Is that long?
Uh-huh. Sizable.
Danny, put your tongue out. I don't know. Is it any different than his?
It's way different than... we'll take a picture. It's way different. You could, like... You know when you can touch the top of your nose or whatever? You could probably, like... I mean, you can't because you're not skilled, clearly, with the tongue.
He doesn't have a flexible tongue.
No.
That's a personal shot right there.
But your tongue is so long, like, it looks like you'd be able to hit, like... Oh, God. Okay.
Sarah, how long is your tongue?
My tongue is a normal size.
What are we doing?
That's right. Everyone just looked at my tongue and was impressed. Like, that's a good size tongue.
No, it looked like a tongue. I mean, maybe that's why I bite my tongue so much. Maybe it is bigger than my mouth. And I just now, I never had anyone tell me my tongue was
big. You have to have tongue reduction surgery?
Nobody's ever commented on my tongue size.
Can you text your wife right now and ask, do you have an overly sized tongue?
I'll ask her later today, babe. What do you think about my tongue?
And I do want to say, you do come in here sometimes in the mornings and say that you just bit your tongue.
I know, I do.
And thinking about it, I've never heard anyone bite their tongue so much.
I bite it all the time.
Do you, Taryn?
Occasionally, but not as often as Mr. Girthy Tongue over here.
Yeah.
Just like, no wonder Steve's wife is always so happy.
Hey.
She is actually thinking about it now.
What's up?
Okay, well, congratulations, Steve.
Post Steve's tongue just got texted in.
I will post the tongue.
Tongue fetish folks are coming out.
I think Steve would do a better Richard Simmons impression than Gene Simmons. I could sweat with the oldies like none other.
Oh, my goodness.
A member of our show just shared with us that they went to a birthday party that they called Lit. But it was for a 1-year-old? How is that possible? And no, it wasn't one of Sarah's friends. We're going to talk about this after the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
I am very excited to hear all about this party that Danny went to over the weekend.
Yeah. It was a 1-year-old's birthday party. And you refer to it as lit.
It was very lit.
Did it have a theme?
Yeah, golf, actually.
Okay, did the dad plan this party?
I mean, the dad's a very big, avid golfer, but I believe it was the mom that planned it.
Was it mom's plan to keep dad there for the party? She's like, yes. You know, the only way we're going to be able to make this happen is to make it lit with golfing and booze.
And out of curiosity, did it say, like, hole in one because the kid is one?
Oh, yeah. They had little pictures. That's clever. They had little pictures of, say they had cupcakes, and they had little pictures of the baby. Like, his face was on a golfer, mm-hmm. and he was like... golfing off, you know, teeing off, whatever you call it. They had golfing off.
What are you doing this weekend? I'm gonna golf off.
They had a golf ball cake for the kid. Like, it was actually really cool.
This was all for the dad.
Oh, 100%.
The kid's not gonna remember. I always had an argument with my wife when our first birthday party and she wanted all this stuff. I'm like, what are we doing? It's, like, Tatum's not going to remember this, but she brought up a good point. The pictures, and it's more for the friends and the family.
Oh, one. Well, and you say that, and it's like, okay, well, when you're, you know, I would say late, mid to late 20s, I argue you still think about, like, a birthday party, like Sarah does, which is just, hey, let's all get together and get drunk, which... Yeah. Probably 100. I opened the little cooler that they had full of alcohol, and I swear there was probably about 100 Coronas in there, 100 hard seltzers. There was a gallon of Jameson, and immediately everyone's just taking shots. And we
even the 1 year old,
even the 1 year old, it was insane. No, even to the point of like the old grandma who had fallen and hit her face about a week before because she was out for a walk and we've all felt bad. She's like, pour me a shot, everyone. She took shots with us too.
Takes the pain away.
Wow.
So how many people in total were at this party? Were you guys on a quest to consume all of that alcohol?
Apparently. I don't know. No, there was probably about, I'd say 25 or so people.
All I could think of, and I want to get your guys' feedback because maybe I've just been doing it wrong. I don't invite any of my friends that don't have children to our kids' birthday parties.
Oh, sure.
I'm doing it wrong?
You are doing it wrong.
Yes.
So I have to apologize then to Danny and Sarah.
Yes.
I did invite you guys to the ice skating party because you guys didn't have kids.
Oh, let's not bring that up. We've heard about it.
Let's not bring that up, Steve.
Oh, are you mad about it?
Absolutely.
I didn't want to make you guys feel awkward in having to show up to a party because I think I don't want to go to somebody's kid's birthday party if I don't have a kid. I never think like others. That's my bad, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. There's always her fifth birthday.
I know. I've been waiting, 4 months now for this? Because Tatum's born at the end of December, so.
I didn't even think to invite you guys, not out of, like, I don't want you guys there. I just don't want to make it awkward for you guys to then be like, do we have to go to this party you invited us? So I just figured, well, if I don't invite them, they don't have to feel bad about not going. But that's on me. That's my own anxiety.
Feel bad for different reasons.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about the parents that are there.
You know what? That was really a bad call on my part. Of course Sarah's going to be insulted that she's not invited to a party.
Well, thank you.
The greatest part about it, though, which I don't think you know this part of it, we all drove down to Sumo Sushi together, except for you. You went separately. But Taryn all of a sudden tells us this great story about how she went ice skating with Steve Miggs and had to go, like, tell Brad, hey, we're going to this birthday party. And we're like, what birthday party?
This was the first year I ever invited any of my, like, because now I have more friends that have kids. Most of my buddies are hockey buddies. They don't have kids. Now they are. So now they get the invite. But up until this year, none of them got the invite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing Sarah and George coming to your daughter's birthday and somebody asking George, which one's yours? And pointing to Sarah. That one's mine. Taking that one home later.
And I would point to George.
I will say that
Am I the only one that thinks like that? Do you just guys just invite everybody?
Oh, you just invite everyone.
You just invite everyone.
It's more for us to like have people to talk to. I don't care about the kid. Like Lily.
I'm overthinking
friends,
it.
But she only has like two or three and she has a great time with them. I want somebody to talk to and drink with apparently while I'm there.
No, I'm overthinking it. I just assume that the single people, not the single, or the married people without kids don't want to be there. Because I don't want to be there. So I just think.
Any excuse to party.
Thank you.
Any excuse to party.
Next year, y'all are invited to Tatum's birthday party.
You mean this year?
Yes.
Right?
No, I'm not. Maybe you have sex.
That's why I wanted to clarify. Yeah,
I got to run it by the wife still, too. You know?
She would love to have us there.
Next time around. That's my bad. Do you invite everybody?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
I'm pre-inviting all of you to Barrett's birthday.
September, I know. I'll be waiting for my invite.
Well, it's August 31st is his actual birthday, so end of August.
Wow.
But you're close enough. Close enough.
I don't deserve to go anymore.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it, and if you do, you could win Experience Hendrix tickets. That is coming to the Paramount Theater. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for Experience Hendrix tickets at the Paramount Theater on September 19th. This morning, our contestant is Blake from Enumclaw. Good morning, Blake.
Morning.
So you have to get both of the songs right to win the prize. The first one, you will be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get the tickets instead. So let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Taryn?
All right, passing by Taryn. Oh. Passing by my name. Will it land back on Taryn or not?
Oh, that's a solid Steve.
Oh, no, it's all about Steve. You and me, Blake.
Steve and Blake.
Perfect.
We got this.
All right, you Blake. Gotcha. Are you ready for your first clip?
I am.
Oh, got it.
Ooh.
You want to hear it again?
That again?
Yeah.
That's Motley Crue. Oh. Let's hear that one more time.
Is that... am I thinking about a super group?
You are.
There's my, that's part, okay.
That is not Motley Crue.
It's not Motley Crue. I can tell you that much.
Ooh.
It's a super group that features, I could say the band that they're in.
Yeah, you could.
It's a super group that features members of Rage Against the Machine.
Oh. Is it Audio Slave?
Yes.
Or, all right.
So we got the band.
One more time.
Now I'm having a tough time.
Yeah, I am too.
Is that the one where like he's like displaying ways to undie?
Yes.
Show me how to live.
Oh. What did you say? Like, display ways to undie.
Yes. It worked.
It did work.
It worked.
The funny part is I still wasn't 100%, Blake. I'm looking at Taryn because I knew she knew it. And I'm giving you the hint while also kind of vetting it through how Taryn's reacting to my hints. I also want to know what...
It sounded like about the worst audio quality I've heard through my phone.
Oh, yeah, no. The phone makes it hard. That's part of the challenge. That's why we have no integrity with this game.
I also wanted to know, what Motley Crue song did you think it was?
I was thinking either Kickstart My Heart or Girls, Girls, Girls. It really sounded like Vince Neil whining through the microphone there.
Blake, I'll be honest. Once you said Motley Crue, it's funny how your brain will then adapt and then want to hear Motley Crue. When we played it again, I thought it was Kickstart My Heart for a second.
Oh,
I was just thinking about crushing beers and rocking out.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what you should be thinking about. All right, Steve. All right, pressure's on me now. Let's do this, Blake. Oh. All right. I know the band. I know it's Pink Floyd.
That's a Pink Floyd or not?
Is it? Why am I looking at Taryn? She gives the weirdest.
I know it.
She gives these weird eyebrow gestures that make me kind of unnerved.
I'm hoping she knows it.
I do know it.
Well, let's play a little unfair then. Come on now.
I think I got it.
Okay.
All right, play it one more time. Is it the heroin song I'm thinking about? Comfortably numb? Are they on?
Great song.
Absolutely.
I think Danny disagrees, though. Danny's not. You're not a Pink Floyd guy.
Danny's
Danny,
not a big heroin guy.
That's also true. Yes. No.
No. I didn't even know who Pink Floyd was, really. And Ryan Castle came in here and almost threw me off the chair the other day. So.
Well, Blake, congratulations. You are going to go check out Experience Hendrix at the Paramount. That's got Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Zach Wilde, and Aaron Jones from right here in Seattle, Washington, on the bill. It's going to be an awesome night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Have a great one, Blake.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Joan Jett. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, throughout the morning, we have received your text messages, we have received your phone calls, and we've not yet had a chance to get to everyone just yet, but the time is now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers.
Rawr.
We want to talk to you, so give us a call and chime in on anything we've hit on this morning or just anything that's on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Jordan is in Wenatchee and wants to talk about the Mariners.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
What's up, bro?
Man, talk about a game last night. That was probably one of the best games I've seen in a while. But you guys think you're going to go to the Buhner Shave Your Head Night? That they're doing it? The 30-year anniversary?
I think that... I can't remember what day that is, but I feel
like... June 13th?
I might not be in town when that game is happening, which makes me so sad because I want nothing more than to be a part of a Buhner Buzz Night. I think that'd be so much fun. Plus, I believe Sarah's going to shave her head for a Buhner Buzz Night.
Yes, you better.
We put up a poll on Twitter, and the vast majority voted that Sarah should shave her head.
Right. The options were, should she shave her head? Either yes or hell yeah. And I believe yes won.
So. Yeah. And she also told me before the show, she's like, I can't wait to really just buzz my head. She's not in the room right now, so that's the only reason I'm able to say this. But, you know, whatever. It is June 13th.
Yeah, dude, that's so awesome. And Jay Buhner's going to be back. And it was fun when we got to talk to him on Seattle Rock Day. I'm excited. And the t-shirts are badass.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for the t-shirt. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Jordan, out of curiosity, do you already have a buzz cut or would you cut your hair for Buhner Buzz Cut Night?
I do already have a buzz cut, but I'm going to grow it out, I think, and just do it that night. So I'll just not shave it for the next couple months.
That way I feel like then you earned the ticket. Otherwise, people are like, what the hell? This guy's already got it. He's cheating.
Hey, exactly.
Jordan, I want to get you fired up about yesterday. I got to play this audio for you then. Here, listen to this.
High drive left field. We've got a Mariners win. Mitch Garver out of the depths comes up huge. And the Mariners win this game 2-1.
So great. What a great moment yesterday.
I appreciate that, Meg.
Hell yeah.
Thanks so much.
How I was so angry after like that one inning where Julio was at bat, bases were loaded.
Oh my
God. And he just popped out. I was like, oh, you know, because you're just like, that was just seems to be the history of the Mariners for the last few years. It's like they constantly leave runners on base. And then in the ninth inning, he makes it happen. And who's the first person you see jump out of the dugout, fired up? Oh, you didn't see it because you don't have cable right now there.
Thanks, Steve.
Taryn, but it was Julio Rodriguez. And it was awesome. You could see how fired up he was for Mitch.
Well, you know what the good news is? I might be able to watch the next series, not this series with Atlanta, because I think our part that will help fix our internet comes tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But because it's a day game tomorrow, I'll have to wait until afterwards.
Fair, fair. Missing out, man, against the best team in baseball right now.
206-803-ROCK, we are checking in with the Rockaholics.
So it said, quick random question. What is that one band that you have never seen but would give anything to see? For me, it would be Avenged Sevenfold, but with Jimmy, the best drummer of all time, forever. Jimmy Rev. He's no longer with us, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I got to see them with Jimmy.
Nice.
I can't remember what tour it was. I mean, I saw them a few times,
Oh, man, was it with Papa Roach and Avenged Sevenfold, I think? For some reason, I think Nickelback might have been on that tour. I can't remember. It was a weird tour, though.
The year that I saw them was 2003's Warped Tour. And seeing Avenged Sevenfold on Warped Tour was another experience. Like, it was so cool.
They were still this young, up and... It was around, but Backcountry, probably.
Oh, yeah.
That album.
Yeah, and it was when they were still all, like, dressed in all emo and stuff. I mean, I know they kind of, like, do that still, but, like, to the point of, like, where, like, they had, like, dyed hair and
yeah, they were just buying all their stuff from Hot Topic. Now they've got custom stuff made
exactly
for
them. Yes.
So what's that band for you, Steve?
It's Nirvana. Never get to see them, obviously. I mean, if we're talking about living or dead, that would definitely be the band. I never got to see Nirvana, and that would be that will forever be the one band I would love to have seen live.
What about a band that's still currently doing things?
Oh, we talked about them earlier. Chicago, clearly.
Those are your guys for sure.
I don't know. I feel like I've gotten to see pretty much Rage Against the Machine, honestly. That's the one band I've never seen. I've seen Audioslave and never got to see Rage Against the Machine back when they were doing their thing.
Yeah, I would put Rage way up there for me. I've never seen System of a Down.
They're so good.
And I saw, you know, I mean, they'll do these like one-off things, but I don't know that it's ever going to be a full-fledged tour. What about Danny?
Oh, man. It's hard because I've seen so many bands that I wanted to see. But, I would honestly probably say Rage Against the Machine, too. Because they were huge back when. And it was just, and then they broke up. Never got to see them. However, I've never seen Limp Bizkit live, though. So, actually, you know what? I changed my answer. I want to go see Limp Bizkit live and prove that Significant Other's the greater of the two albums. Oh,
that's just blasphemy. Oh, and they will prove it to you that Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. I even contend that Gold Cobra is a better record than Significant Other.
Wow.
Yeah.
And no, $3 bill. It goes Significant Other, $3 bill, y'all. Maybe Chocolate Starfish.
What is he
and
talking
then
about?
Gold Cobra.
Who is this guy? No, it's easily Chocolate Starfish, Gold Cobra. You know, I'd even put the one when they got the guy that wasn't Wes Borland in the band. What was the results may vary.
I don't even know.
Yeah. That. Yeah, that's what's up.
And they are coming to White River. What is it, August? Is it August 20th?
August 20th.
Oh. We were already talking about that at the urinal, how we might need to take the next day off.
No, we really
were.
Absolutely
take the next day off.
So we can go crazy at the Limp Bizkit concert.
I'm in.
All right, let's make
1,000%.
It happen. So he just said, hey, Migs, did you see that reporter going back and forth with Ron Francis during the press conference? He looked hella annoyed, LOL. I did see it, and I grabbed the audio. So there was a reporter, and I give credit to this reporter, honestly, because they were asking. It wasn't an easy question, but he wasn't asking anything to be like scandalous or cause problems with Ron Francis. But he basically said, "Hey, it just seems to be the trend these days that coaches get fired after 2 or 3 years. Did you feel like that? That's just kind of like that's how it is these days." And Ron answered it in a way that the reporter didn't really like. And his follow-up question, I thought, was pretty interesting. But you could see the look on Ron Francis's face. And also, when you listen to this, you'll hear Ron Francis breathing heavy. I think his microphone was a little too close to the microphone while the reporters were talking. But I think you can get the vibe that Ron wasn't feeling this moment with this reporter.
It's really
tough. Oh, it's the wrong one. Let's grab this one right here.
Is it just a fact of life these days that new voices are needed after a certain number of years?
I wouldn't say there's a set number of, you know, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. I think every situation is unique, and you look at each sort of situation individually.
But he didn't forget how to coach in the last 12 months. Did he get worse at coaching? I mean, something changed. If you say
I think you look at a lot of dynamics of your team, your locker room, your performance on the ice. There's a lot of things that factor in. But you're saying you have to do that every 3 years, and I'm saying that I don't think that's necessarily the case.
And they just look the other way, like I'm done answering questions from that reporter.
Rockaholics. What was that?
I think it was just because they pump up the audio. When are we going to put microphones on the reporters? I know other towns do that. It seems like a novel idea, but why wouldn't we put the microphones on the reporters? Because what they end up doing is bumping up the microphone of the person being interviewed, and then you just hear him breathing into the microphone the whole time.
Rockaholics, Stone Cold Steve Austin is going viral, all because he is cursing out his cat. It's the most profane and wholesome thing all at the same time. You're going to hear it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
I did not know that Stone Cold Steve Austin was a cat dad, but he is. And he's going viral for a video he posted where he's trying to hang out with his cat.
This video is so great because it's just Stone Cold being Stone Cold, but with a cat.
Poncho is the cat's name. And the cat apparently wants nothing to do with him. So this, of course, led to Stone Cold Steve Austin dropping some colorful language.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve. Come to the Broken Skull Ranch. I'm over here hanging out with Poncho. This little mother f***er. You gonna leave me again, you little f***er? Ponchy! Come here. Poncho! I've been holding that cat for 20 minutes. And now, break out the iPhone to make a video for Instagram, and you don't want a part of it. Poncho! Poncho, don't leave me! That mother f***er is the best.
I'm all in for a reality show where Stone Cold Steve Austin just hangs out with his cat Poncho trying to do video stuff with him.
I would watch that all day.
What was he hoping to accomplish? Like, I don't understand. What was he trying to get on Instagram? Him and his cat just sitting there?
Well, like, cats just don't put up with stuff.
Not even Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No way.
You little MF-er.
Do you have any weird nicknames for your pets?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest name that you... What's your weirdest nickname that is, like, nothing to do with the actual name?
Well, I mean, Lulu's Bubby, so that's just kind of like what Lulu's become. And then DJ... I mean, some of the words I can't say on the air, because as a puppy, she was...
the same as Stone Cold's words?
Well, it starts with the letter A and ends with the letter hole. but I wouldn't say that around Tatum. For a while, I was calling her stupid. Get over your stupid. But then Tatum started calling DJ, our new puppy, stupid. So I was like, all right, maybe we should pump the brakes on this, because that's probably not a good nickname to give to a dog around. But what about you?
Well, we call them both mooses. Like, they're moose. But okay. We call Cowboy is the cheddar moose.
Why is he the cheddar moose?
Because he's blonde. I don't know.
Why are they even called mooses? Like, okay. I don't get that.
I thought you were going to say, well, maybe he likes the cheese.
Well, we call them, like, the country mooses. Come on, country mooses.
Is that... Why? Because they're dogs.
But they're just big guys, so they're kind of like, you know.
They look nothing like moose.
They look nothing like
what moose. What is the plural for moose?
Meese.
Meese.
Is it really meese? No, I didn't think so.
Mooses. Or is it just moose?
Here's my problem with the English language.
Oh, tell us.
I mean, I struggle with a lot of it, clearly. with mice, with mouse, it becomes mice. I feel like moose is kind of just like mouse. It sounds the same. So that's why my brain has a hard time coming up with a plural for moose, because I'm used to mouse being mice. So, yes, I think moose should be meese.
Meese.
Yeah.
But it is just moose. The plural of moose is the same as a singular.
Makes perfect sense.
You really need to double check that? Like, you thought you were lying?
No, I didn't know what the actual plural was. How many times am I ever talking about moose?
Actually, wait till you meet my dogs. They're just a couple of... Moose.
If you add an S to it, it's incorrect.
Mooses?
Yeah, you can't add an S to it.
See, that's what I mean. Someone was effing with us.
Yeah.
This is why the English language is so hard for people to learn.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Moose.
Robots are going to combat graffiti artists in the Northwest. How so? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Queen.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's your day to enjoy one of the worst drinks of all time. It's National Bubble Tea Day.
I've never understood the hype about that. It is gnarly.
It's so nasty. I remember the first time I tried it, I was like, oh, this drink's pretty good, until you suck up one of those balls, and you're just like, this sucks.
I'm like a big mouthfeel texture person, and it does not agree with me.
Don't want balls in your mouth.
Not that kind.
Yeah.
And meatballs. That's the DMD. Everybody have a great...
Hello, meatballs well, are delicious.
Cheese balls.
Yep. That's it.
Swedish meatballs?
Any iteration of the meatball.
Well, let's move from balls to pucks. Unfortunately, the Seattle Kraken have parted ways with their coach, Dave Hakstol. After three seasons, second season was a great one. Went to the playoffs, put up some high expectations. Really hard to follow that one up when you really didn't do much in the offseason to fix some concerns. And that's not his fault. I feel like that's more of an upper management, general manager type of a thing. But sometimes you got to have a scapegoat, and it's the coach more often than not. So Hakstol's gone, although there are some rumors, according to some reporters and some insiders, that say some of the players felt like he lost the team and they just did not want to even consider re-signing with the team if Dave Hakstol was still going to be the coach of the Seattle Kraken. Up next for them, I guess we'll find out. They might not make a decision until the playoffs are done, because you can't talk to some of the coaches until their team is out of the playoffs.
Sure. Well, Mitch Garver last night, hit a two-run game-ending homer in the ninth inning to give the Seattle Mariners a 2-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves in a game that was totally dominated by spectacular pitching. Up next, it'll be Luis Castillo on the mound tonight against Atlanta as he goes for his third straight victory after starting the season 0-4. I think first pitch is 6:40.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh, is there going to be a double no-hitter? That was a pitching battle for those first like seven innings. It was pretty awesome. This is crazy. At first, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than what it actually turned out to be. I thought, oh, we're getting drones and robots to combat graffiti artists. I'm like, are we going full Terminator? Like, I mean, that seems a little excessive. Like, yes, they should get in trouble for maybe, you know, tagging walls and spray painting stuff that they shouldn't be. But robots, turns out the robots are just there to clean some of the graffiti in hard-to-reach spots. And the Washington State Department of Transportation, they just launched this pilot program where they're going to use drones to combat graffiti on the highways with, like, spray nozzles and paint supplies. And they'll be able to fix up some of that graffiti when you see, like, on, like, spots that would be really dangerous for humans to go. And there you go. We've got robots handling graffiti these days.
They're doing it all.
Yep.
After a 39-year career in local television, Como News anchor Eric Johnson is retiring in June. His last day at Como is set for June 6th. He is also, like me, a proud graduate of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Go Cougs!
Well, one of you has done pretty well.
Oh, my God.
Is he the last of the, like, the legends?
Kathy Gertson, Steve Poole.
Right, and I'm thinking even, like, with King Five as well, like Dennis Bounds and you know, Gene Henderson, and, of course, and Paul Silvey. Paul can't retire on us. Paul can't retire on us. I think he might be the last, because Rabel doesn't do Cairo. He's just with the Seahawks.
Yeah. These are the people that gave me the news through my whole life.
I know. It's kind of crazy to think that they're down to just a couple more of them, and a lot of them are just retired. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 55 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show. This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded. This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Music incoming. Please keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times.
12 songs in a row of nonstop rock while you work. It starts now. It's uninterrupted. It smells real good. It's the Morning 12 Pack with Ryan Castle.
Memories are just where you lay down. Drag the waters till the depths give up their dead. What did you expect to find? Was it something you left behind? Don't you remember anything I said when I said, don't fall away, leave me to myself. Don't fall.
We'll be right back.
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.